The new administration will have a new sounding board to help make the move in the executive branch go smoother in 2016 and 17. The National Academy of Public Administration and American Society for Public Administration launched the Presidential Transition 2016 Initiative. It will advise the new president and his team on management best practices and challenges. Ed DeSev is a co-chair of the group, former senior advisor to the Director for Implementation of the Recovery Act at the Office of Management and Budget. Ed, it's terrific to have you on the program. You and your co-chair, David Chu, a former Reagan and Bush administration official, are leading this. Why is this something personally that you want to get invested in? Thanks for coming on today, Ed.
Delighted to be here, Francis. Thanks for having me. I think the personal side of this will be my fifth transition, and I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think what we want to do is make sure that a new administration, Republican or Democrat, is ready to begin implementing its programs, has its people ready to go as soon as it starts. A gap or a hiatus at the beginning of an administration is hard to recover from. So NAPA is really excited about providing the kind of information about management, about program implementation that can help people get started.
Dan Blair, the president and CEO of NAPA, was on the program not too long ago. We talked about transitions as one of his choices on the Federal News Countdown. And I said, you know, I'm struck by how far we've come from 2008, which is the first transition at which I worked at Federal News Radio, not the first one I covered. But I recall Senator McCain criticizing Senator Obama for announcing some transition folks in the summer of 2008 and charging him with measuring the drapes and all of that stuff. And I'm sure you've heard those kinds of things throughout some of the transitions you've been involved with. And now here we are two presidential terms later, essentially, with a lot of resources that are going to be available. Congress is looking at this with a number of different bills, clarifying the work that the General Services Administration will do during the next transition and so on. What do you think's driving that, Ed? What has made such a dramatic change in such a short period of time about the way people are approaching the idea of the next transition?
I think the positive experience that Obama had in 2007-2008 gave people a blueprint for what could be done. Governor Romney did an excellent job getting ready for what, unfortunately for him, was not to be. But it was a terrific group that was assembled. I know several of the people. And seeing that template out there on the Republican side gave people a sense that it wasn't overly ambitious. It wasn't pretentious to begin the process. So I think that the Obama experience and then the Romney experience set the stage. There are also lots of good government groups out there, you know, who are promoting this kind of an idea. So we're very excited about having a chance to help whoever's elected.
What are the nuts and bolts of the effort that you and Mr. Chu will lead, Ed? What resources will you be putting together, and what will be available for anybody who wants to participate in this?
We talk about a three-legged stool. The first leg is actually an old leg. It's called the Prune Book. The Prune Book was put together many years ago, and it highlights the toughest positions in government, the ones that people really have to be prepared to fill and to do well in. So the Prune Book will be coming in online. The resources come from our friends at Ernst & Young, who are underwriting the effort. The second is a joint effort with the American Society for Public Administration called Memos to Leaders. It distills the institutional knowledge of a group of people who have had jobs, who have been in administrations, who have gone through tough times, and tries to give the incoming folks the benefit of that knowledge. The third is the one that David and I are directly leading, and that is reaching out to the campaigns to provide information and insight from the panels that we'll be assembling at NAPA. A NAPA panel is composed of fellows and occasionally outsiders, looks in depth at a particular problem or a particular opportunity, and then provides its insight. You can go on the NAPA website and see the results of many panels over the last several years. We'll also ask the candidates after nomination, most likely. It'd be hard to do it before, but after nomination, if there are things that they're interested in, like us to research for them, which we would obviously share with both sides. So Prune Book, Memos to Leaders, and then a detailed description of problems and challenges.
On the Prune Book part of that, Ed, when you use the phrase the toughest positions. Do you mean the toughest jobs, the hardest on the employees to execute, and those being critical to fill because they're more of a grind? Or are you talking about the toughest to fill, meaning the hardest to find the best candidates to come in and take those jobs, or maybe both?
I think the answer is yes. I think it is both. You know, I sat in one of those jobs when I was the deputy director for management, and it's a tough job. You're kind of responsible for the management of the federal government, for IT, for procurement, for financial management. Finding somebody who has a set of skills, I was lucky enough to have trained under John Koskinen, so it was easy for me watching John do the job to figure out how to do it myself. But finding somebody in a new administration who can step in and do that kind of job, or the job in personnel that David Chu had at the Defense Department, those are tough jobs, and they're tough jobs. They're tough jobs to fill, and they're tough jobs to do.
Is there an art or a science to identifying the right kinds of candidates for those jobs, Ed?
Absolutely. One of the things I did when I was the Deputy Director for Management is I reviewed the resumes of people who were being proposed, in some cases proposed by the department. So Bob Rubin would send me over a resume, and I'd look at it, or in other cases, proposed by White House personnel. I would try to establish the qualifications the individual had, and very often I would meet with them and try to explain to them what the job was about and get a sense of whether they were good at it. So you certainly are looking for competencies, but you're also looking for the emotional intelligence that's necessary to come in and lead a complicated federal department.
I will say that one of the reasons I enjoy this topic, and I told you before we went on the air, the transition topic is one of my favorite to cover. And one of the reasons I like it so much is the nature of the discourse. You've already indicated on a number of occasions, just in this conversation, the tremendous respect that you have for your co-chair, David Chu. And among the folks who talk about these issues and government management in particular, there's just an almost total absence of even indications of party affiliations, let alone partisanship, Ed.
We've worked too hard and too closely with each other over the years to try to make this a partisan issue. Good management is good politics. Good politics needs good management. I've said that before, too. It's kind of Deceuve's law. And so when David and I work together, we don't do it as a Republican or a Democrat. We do it as people who are committed to making government work better, whoever's in power. And that's the truth.
As I know that of the three legs of that stool, you maybe not will not want to promote one over the others. It's like somebody asking you your favorite child. But is there one of them maybe that you hope more than the others that the potential administrations will take you up on it?
Not really. It's really different people taking on different pieces. So, for example, one of the most overlooked jobs in a new administration is the director of White House personnel. But this individual, male or female, has to come in and begin sifting tens and tens and thousands of resumes for people, all of whom think that they should be the next assistant secretary for whatever. Tough job. Having the prune book in hand, also having some briefings from some NAPA folks about how that really works, will be very helpful to the director of White House personnel. So it's really a set of three tools. Each of those tools is important in its own way. So it's not as if, you know, if you have a hammer, a screwdriver, and a chisel, they're very different tools, but they're all very necessary depending on what it is you do.
It's great to talk to you as always, Ed. I congratulate you and Mr. Chu on this initiative, and I look forward to having you come back and tell us more about it as it progresses, because you obviously will be busy between now and January 20th, 2017. Thanks for coming on.